The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hi, I'm Raven, Nashville correspondent for the Music Room. Tonight we conclude with part two of our interview with Grammy-nominated country, soul, gospel singer and songwriter T. Graham Brown, along with his wife, Sheila Brown.
Raven, do you know what I've been doing this morning?
No, what have you been doing?
Well, this is about the way I am. I was studying the ninth chapter of Romans, and I was also trying to figure out what the lyrics to American Pie mean. So that was two things that I've been doing this morning.
Opposite ends of the thing.
So that kind of tells you, I guess, how goofy I am. I met Don McLean one time, but he wouldn't give me any insight.
Oh, darn.
He has to keep that to himself. Carl Bipperman's playing with him now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. A guy from high school that I went to high school with in Athens, Georgia. Yeah, you know, what did Dave Roy told us that Don makes $1 million a year off of American Pie, off the airplay. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So
they just play it all the time.
If you get a good one out there, you can live off of it.
I have heard that before. I mean, American Pie did bring us that. So I'm kind of not surprised. I mean, I see that with Wine Into Water.
That's what we're trying to do.
Sheila's
one of those songs.
Sheila's writing a Broadway play about it, about Wine Into Water.
It's every man's story.
We're going to do a musical.
We want to do that and a movie about it, but we want the
we're
right
trying
people
to get trying to get Dolly Parton in on the deal. Yeah. So
she knows.
We'll see.
Oh, would that be wonderful?
I used to
that
do shows so with
fun.
Dolly.
It would be real wonderful.
She wrote the sweetest letter to us the other day.
We took her Forever Changed, and she wrote us a note about that she just loved it and thought it was
she's a sweet
the real
lady.
Thing. She said, and I know what that is.
She is so very talented. When I Tell It Like It Used To Be came out, I went on the road with Kenny Rogers, and he was a big, big star. We played sold-out arenas. We played every major arena in North America. We had fun. Anyway, Dolly was on a lot of those shows. And, you know, I saw Glenn Campbell on your wall. Glenn Campbell was so nice, you know, and I just saw a documentary he did called I'll Be Me. That's about his Alzheimer's and his daughter, you know, his daughter and son were in the band. Anyway, Glenn, man, you know what? He did so well in that documentary. He went on his last tour, and he was totally together. He played his guitar great. I mean, he was really forgetful, but he had it down. He had a teleprompter that he could remember his words by.
And as far as playing.
Yeah, as far as playing his guitar, he did great. I guess he just had it way back in the deepest recesses of his subconscious head somewhere back there. Way back there.
Every time I used to do the Roots show at WVUD, I'd always play a Glenn Campbell. And I loved his deeper tracks.
And Jimmy Webb that wrote those songs, you know, is awesome.
So, sure, sure.
You know, the one thing I hated, Gary Nicholson, who we were talking about, called us up and asked us to come over to his house, and he was having a guitar pull, which is where a few songwriters, or ever how many, sit around in a circle and just take turns singing songs. He said, come over, man, Jimmy Webb's going to be there. And I didn't do it.
We couldn't for some reason. I don't know what it was that night, but we, yeah.
So I missed out on meeting and singing with Jimmy Webb, but hey, maybe he'll do it again probably.
Especially with this documentary, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's on, you can catch it on
I think it was on NPT.
Yeah, that's where I recorded it off there. I still got it. Yeah. Sheila hadn't seen it yet.
I've got to see it.
Sheila said, I got to be in a certain mood to see that.
I know, because it'll break my heart. But he said it was so good that it wouldn't really...
Well, it's kind of triumphant, really.
Yeah, well, and that's good.
It's sad, but hey, he comes out in the end.
I don't know, but a lot of that had to do with his wife's doings. You know, and his son and daughter are both musicians, you know, from his, you know, his now wife, and you know how she pulled it all together and she made it happen. You know, it was she was responsible for that, and it was just it's magnificent.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it's there forever now. You know, that's the good part.
I recorded him playing with a symphony, and I can't remember where it was, and good Lord, he was good. The whole deal was good. I mean, it was huge, you know. Glenn Campbell backed by a symphony.
That's on our bucket list for sure, to let him sing with the symphony.
Yeah.
Sing his head.
You have to have charts. It cost about $10,000 to get all the charts for the whole orchestra. So they'll have...
And then you'd have them forever. You could do...
Our friend Steve Warner did that. He told me you have to get all the charts for, you know, for everybody in the symphony to be able to play, so...
But wouldn't it sound big and great?
It really would
be
with
awesome.
Your voice and the symphony.
That would be wonderful. Oh, that's we'll work on that. That's on my list for this year to start working on that, too.
I can't wait.
It's like Glenn Campbell's wife. Sheila does that kind of stuff. Sheila makes things happen. That's
what is that behind every...
Behind every successful man, there's a great woman or something. I can't remember how it goes. Basically, what it means is I rely on Sheila for everything in my world.
Well, speaking of Sheila, how did you two meet and fall in love?
Yeah, Sheila, how did we meet and fall in love?
And when was that?
Yeah, when was that?
And do you remember?
Of course you do remember?
Oh, I do remember. Well, November 30th, we celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary.
30th.
We met in Athens, Georgia, through friends, and been together ever since.
We were going to the University of Georgia.
Yeah.
Sheila was going to be a veterinarian. The University of Georgia's vet school is the best in the world, just about, I guess.
I'm one of the best, yes.
So she was admitted to vet school. She's got a master's degree in dairy science and a master's degree in animal nutrition. So, yeah, she was going to go to vet school. Came home one day. We were living on a farm. And both sides of my family are farmers. And we were living on the farm in this old hippie house that my parents let us live in. Came home one day from school and said, "Let's move to Nashville." And I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "What about vet school?" She said, "I can always come back to vet school." She said, "If you don't move to Nashville, you're going to second guess yourself the rest of your life. So let's go ahead and move. And if we hit, great. If we don't, we'll come back, and I'll go to vet school." So
I knew we would.
So when we got here, Sheila took a job at a department store, and then she waited on tables at night at a restaurant. So she worked two jobs so I could be out working for nothing, singing demos and trying to hang out with the right places and the right people.
Welcome to Nashville.
Yeah, that's what we always say, welcome to Nashville. Yeah, we'll every time we go downtown or pass downtown, we'll say, "That's our hometown right over there. Welcome to Nashville." So
last Friday we did the Coffee Country and Cody Christmas show for WSM Radio in the morning. And
Bill Cody's the anchor for their morning show at WSM. For your listeners, WSM, nicknamed the Air Castle of the South, has been broadcasting at AM 650 for 90 years. They just had their 90th anniversary, and it's where you hear the Grand Ole Opry every Friday and Saturday night. So,
indeed,
it's an iconic thing. And go ahead and finish.
Oh, we did their Christmas show, and Exile was on it, and Brenda Lee, and Jason Crabb.
Broadcast from the Country Music Hall of Fame,
and T got to sing two Christmas songs, and so we were talking in the dressing room and just saying, we're living our dreams.
How lucky we are!
And
I mean, we're singing on the best radio station.
Exactly. And Exile came in, and we caught up with all.
Got to talk to Brenda.
After a long time, and
got to hug Brenda's neck and talk to her. And she takes our bus out sometimes, so we're old friends with her. Little Miss Dynamite.
Yes, she does have that voice.
And been recording since she was nine. She's been recording since she was 9 years old.
She started as a little girl, I know.
So
still little.
Still
big voice.
There's another.
Yeah.
She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. So, just another person that we know. One of the many people.
Well, when you're in this business, you don't get to see them a lot. That's the nice thing.
And we do charity events. We'll see them at charity events, and we cross paths, you know.
Not a lot, but it's fun when you do. Yeah. It's just a little, it is a reunion when you get to spend some time with somebody else.
And if you don't see somebody for a long time and you see them, it's like you pick up where you left off. Yeah, exactly.
I was just heard Exile the other evening on Larry's Country Diner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was on, they were on, and it was Larry's son was hosting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was great to hear Exile again.
Yeah, and they're back out there doing it for 50 years.
Good.
This is their 50th anniversary this year. They did a Christmas tour this year.
We're going to try to do some shows with them next year.
Yeah, they want us they want me to come out with them and do some shows together. They want to be my band. So,
do they?
So they'll play for me and then play for themselves.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be a good show.
That would be a great
show. I'm sure we're going to do some of them too.
Okay. Let's hear your duet with special guest Vince Gill. He'll Take Care of You from your newest and best album, Forever Changed.
Troubles down deep in your soul, in over your head, and out of control. Just go to him, he'll take care of you. You can run to the doctor or psychiatrist, you're never gonna figure out just what it is that you're going through. All about you, he'll take care of everything. Soothe your soul and make your heart sing. Forget all your pain, let down the past.
This album is considered to be nominated for Best Roots Gospel Album.
Yeah, I don't know how it got in that category, but I'm glad it was nominated. It's awesome. And then Jason Crabb, this year's, the 2016 Grammy nominations came out yesterday or day before yesterday, and Jason Crabb, who is on this album, his new album is nominated for a Grammy in the contemporary Christian category. So, yeah, all these people are great that are on this record. I'm so thankful and blessed to be able to call people up like that. I've never called anybody up. George Jones is the only guy I've done duets with. I did a couple on his records, and then he did one on mine, and then I sang on a thing called I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair, which was a song that, I don't know, seven or eight of us sang on, and we all won CMA awards that year for it. So, yeah, and I started calling people up for this album. I never had, like I said, never had called anybody up, and everybody said yes. It was really, it's like I said, it's nice to know all these people and that they actually like me enough to do that. So, yeah, this
Keep
is fun
you're
record.
Very humble.
This is fun, right? Well, that's the way you're supposed to be, I guess. That's the way I try to be. I pray every day. And one of the things I pray for is humility, you know, for God to put the right words in my mouth when I speak.
I was reading about your history and how you got started in the music business, and you were singing, doing advertising campaigns, jingles.
I've done a little bit of everything. A
couple of bands. Remembering Rio Diamond.
Yeah, Rio Diamond.
Yeah.
That was in Athens, Georgia. That was a country, kind of a rock and roll country band, and that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And after Rio Diamond, I got tired of that, and I put a soul band together called Rack of Spam, and we had a lot of fun, and then we moved to Nashville. I was spamming when we left Athens, and it's funny, the Rack of Spam's still going strong. I started it and put the band together, and that was 1979 when we started. So how many years has that been? 35, 36 years now that the band's still playing. They're all old men. They're old men now like me, but they're still out there.
Well, thinking of Leon Russell.
Well, sure.
I mean, when I started with my radio show, Misty Soul Blues is what it was called, and my opening song was Leon Russell with Lady Blue.
Yeah.
You know, and I was always, and then going back to 1976, because I chronicle my series of lives in this one big life with music. I hear a song, I'm right back to 76,
mm-hmm.
and this is going on in my life. I mean, I think that's what many of us do.
Oh, sure.
We do it with your music, Wine into Water.
Oh, I think everybody does that. I think it reminds people.
Music reminds them
of the
highlights and the different things that go on.
Well, we always say we forget about the power of a song. You know, songs have power. And it's easy for me to forget. It's like Wine into Water, you know. I was drunk for 40 years and was finally able to sober up, you know. I've been sober for years now, but it took a long time. Till I finally just looked at myself in the mirror and I said, hey, this is crazy. I need to quit this. This is just stupid. And that's when I was able to, you know, quit. And God helped me. And Sheila, I mean, it's through the good grace of God Almighty and the love of Sheila's that I'm sitting here, because I would have been dead by now.
But we hear the power of song in Wine into Water all the time, and the stories that people tell us. Music reaches people when nothing else can. And so many people, he didn't really want to sing it when he first wrote it, and we finally talked him into singing it. And the very first night he sang it, people just flooded to the autograph table and said, that's my mother, that's my father, that's my brother, that's my son, that's my daughter, that's my aunt, that's my... And so he realized it wasn't just him, that people are going through the ripple effect of that or anything else that gets in the way of your life. So it's amazing how many people still come up, send emails, come up to the table, tell him stories, just...
A lot of people come and say that they were fixing to kill themselves and that song came on the radio and they'd never heard it. That the song came on just at that moment. Really, really strange stuff. But like Sheila said, I thought it was just me. But I finally figured out that everybody is either just like me or knows somebody really close to them that's just like me. So that's the way that works. So now I just embrace it, and I try to help people. I mean, people come up to me all the time and say, what's the answer? What's the answer? And I just tell them they got to decide what they want to do and ask for help, and it's there anytime, day or night, 24/7. So.
And it gives them some hope, and that hope can start the healing.
And also, I'm got a really bad case of bipolar disorder, so finally, Sheila got that diagnosed because I was driving her crazy and everybody else in my life, getting manic and thinking I could rule the world and then getting depressed and staring at a pistol. So thank God she found me a good doctor and I've got medicine now that keeps me
level. People have to look at that just as any other disease in the body, just because it's a mental thing.
People are embarrassed.
We're seeing a lot of that these days. And if there is help, there's a lot of help and a lot of new medicines, a lot of wonderful doctors. And if they'll take that first step and just try to, it can turn their whole lives around. It did it for him.
And a lot of times, substance abuse and bipolar go hand in hand. So, but people are ashamed to talk about it or ashamed. Hey, man, I'm mentally ill. I don't care who knows it. It's not like I can't help it, you know. It's just the way I'm.
It's the way God made him.
I pray every day for God to heal my brain so that I won't have it and so I won't have to take medicine for it. I don't like taking my medicine. I like to be manic, but Sheila says that our doctor said manic equals mean. And so I don't want to be mean to anybody.
But the mental health association or whatever it is in the country is really backslid, and they need to get a grip on this because the generations coming up are, no one's immune from it. It happens. People are born with it, and we need to be able to offer them.
And it runs in families. I think it's
definitely genetic. I think it's, to a certain degree. But we need to, realize that there is help out there, and if they, they or someone close to them will get them to that help, it can really make a difference in their lives.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing this. This is so important. It can make, as it already has made such a difference, and I know it has in my family. The wine has been turned into water.
Well,
thank you.
That's awesome. And that's another thing, alcoholism, substance, it all, that's another thing that's runs in families too. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's like that spousal abuse and all that. It's crazy how a woman will her father will be abusive to her and she turn right around and marry the same kind of guy. It's funny the way that works. It's just like you don't break out of that cycle.
It's kind of, you learn what you live and you live what you learn, and you have to be able to step out and
so,
help yourself.
When you reach that point in life where you're living in a conscious state of mind and willing to make different choices, based on your realization, and that it can really turn around and one can break that pattern.
And other people,
but it's not easy,
It isn't.
But
easy.
Nobody said it was easy in the first place. But it's possible.
But it is possible.
That's the way it is. It's not easy, but it's possible.
So tell us again your website.
tgrahambrown.com. And you can come to our Facebook page. It's pretty interesting. I'll leave some goofy messages and questions. And
we're on Twitter and trying to do the social media.
We're tweeting things, around.
So.
We're Twitter. We're
so
at T. Graham Brown 1.
You do a little bit of looking, you'll find.
Yeah, Twitter's is T. Graham Brown, all one word, all capital letters within the numerical 1 by it. So it's at T. Graham Brown 1.
Okay.
That's how you get to us on Twitter.
Well, thank you for joining us. It really was fun. I'm going to actually close out with your Wine Into Water.
Good. Thanks for playing Wine Into Water, by the way.
Oh, we
and
have.
And thanks for
Deep
everything.
Ground,
thanks,
we have to play
thanks
Wine
for
Into
having,
Water.
Thanks for having me on your show. And just tell everybody that God loves them and don't let it shake you up too much, all this craziness, because God's still on the throne 24/7 and everything's going to be all right.
You've heard a multitude of prayers on my behalf, and I pray one more is not too much to ask. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help. Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Times I've hurt the ones I love, I pushed them to the edge of giving up. They stood by me, but how much can they stand if I don't put this bottle in your hands? Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. I'm down, I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? But now I'm begging for forgiveness and a miracle from you. 'Cause tonight I'm as low, oh, as any man can go. Well, I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Would you help me turn this wine back into water? Back into water.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/tmr. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.